C9V, bubble, monitoring.
Sean, KO4HKX.
Morning, Patrick. How are you feeling this morning? In your early start there and everything.
Just driving down 290 now.
Is there anything I need to know about? I'll be heading that way as fast as I can. Well, maybe not as fast as I can, but I'm heading that way.
Mountain, there was no new surprises this morning, so you should be all right.
The truck sitting there, I guess at the top of the, he was in the work zone. I guess he was taking a nap or something. I guess he ran out of hours.
I don't know what he was doing. Good place to pull over.
Cattle corral number two.
They're about to cattle corral number three down there at the bridge.
Through the interstate, I-26 heading eastbound, and Highway 25 heading south, and all at the same time. So it's like if you want to come out of the mountains, you're going to have some obstruction somewhere.
Definitely impeding the flow of traffic coming and going, that's for sure.
I was telling you about that it washed out up there on Lamb Mountain Road. They put one of those portable traffic lights there. So you're around the corner and bam, it's right there on you. It caught me by surprise yesterday heading home.
One of those on Canoga also. Strange to have a red light on Canoga.
Little dead spot for this repeater. Say it again.
Just saying they got a red light on Canoga also.
I guess they're a good idea to keep people from getting hit head on, but I don't know. I would have thought they would have put it before the curb, not at the right after the curb.
It took them several days, but they finally put some signs up warning you that there was a red light coming on Canoga. But because it's right there in the curves coming down the past Crab Creek Baptist Church or Cedar Mountain to Hendersonville side.
I bet they got tore up bad over there.
Got about a 20, 30 foot section of the road all the way across right there.
Yeah, I don't know. Mother Nature's got a lot of power. NC9B.
W Mobile.
Hey, morning, Ken. NC9B.
Everybody's doing well.
Here. I'm already down here on 290, making my way toward Greer.
Doing good. Had a good motorcycle ride yesterday. Beautiful weather. And it looks to be the same today.
It was a nice day yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes some, corporate-wise, it takes a minute. I got the PO written, they invoiced me and that, now I'm trying to get them a check. They won't deliver till they have their money, so just, I don't know if they're doing electronic transfer or what they're doing. As soon as they get the money, then I'll get it.
You just have to wait on the new cruisers. They say, okay, yeah, you get a new car. Oh boy, it'd be like 9 months or a year later before it actually show up. And then once it shows up, you know, they got to mark it, put the lights on it, and all that other good stuff. There's another 6 months after that.
Go, they were getting ready to detail it yesterday. And so it's just waiting on the money transfer.
Stickers on it and everything?
Any company logos on it at all?
Well, it's the federal government.
Through, but it just takes a minute because there's so many people involved.
Well, you say it's federal government there, Patrick. I had to drive all the way up from Charleston to Greer one time, pick up my newly assigned unmarked cruiser, a Ford Taurus, back when I was on the task force. And I did not want the Taurus, but they said, well, that's what you get, so sorry. And that was the quickest transition I've ever seen for a vehicle. They got a check, handed it to me, and says, go get it. Okay.
From another agency?
They're right there in Greer. I guess they had somebody contract with them. That's where they were buying the vehicles from.
It's kind of unusual for the government to do anything quick, federal, state, or any local.
I'm not sure how that works out, but I know in the task force we had, there's all kind of federal money floating around. So if you want to school or something, just tell them you want to go, and you can call them up, get the price and everything, ship you the quote, and then they go back to the man and say, hey, this is what it's going to cost. It's okay, go see so-and-so, and they'll cut you a check. And so, I don't know. There's red tape, but there's no red tape, so I don't know.
Emo.
04HKX.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Morning, Eric. NC9B.
How's everything going?
Good. Making my way down the mountain, or already down the mountain, making my way across the Greer.
Here. Oh, I see red lights for some reason.
Ken and Patrick, what an interference for me, so I can make it down the 290 easily.
I just got out of the construction zone, so I'm happy. It was pretty bad this morning. They had another lane closure with nothing going on, so I'm not sure what that's about, but got past it, and now just headed down into work. I left about 15 minutes early this morning and gave it all back in that slowdown.
I've been setting out cones.
Practice putting out cones probably means that they're learning something, so I don't know if that would be what they were doing.
And it's that construction worker school. That's where you go to get trained, because it never ends.
It's inconvenience and minimize productivity.
Musk quoted it very well yesterday. He said something about, name one thing that government has done that made it cost less. Up with anything.
We double go again.
I said he must be right. No one came up with anything.
Just on 290, they still haven't got rid of a couple of the kidney shots.
I hit a few of them on the motorcycle yesterday at Spartanburg. Wife was not happy. Ken, about going to Stone Mountain?
About it once or twice.
Okay, well, I don't want to beat a dead horse. Eric?
Four-hour drive for me.
Always get a room. I'll stay Friday night.
For that weekend, too.
Hey. And they won't. 50 chance. I took my son and my daughter. Son got his ham license. My daughter, not so much.
Too cool for it, and the 9-year-old is more of an artist than a technical person, so yeah, I don't think either of them is going to do it.
Pretty cool, talking to somebody miles away.
King, right?
Yeah, without the string, wire, or et cetera. The hot dogs and Sandy Flats good?
I haven't had them. I just stopped in, use the restroom and grab a cold drink. And seen that they'd opened it back up. Talking to the ladies in there that I know, and they said they'd opened it up not too long ago. So, just have to stop in and give it a try.
You do two, I don't know about three.
It's kind of odd myself. Most hot dog dinners are just two. I guess they decided they wanted to put more bang for the buck out there.
Where they're located, we have to stay, because they're catering to a certain kind of, a certain group. And, you know, it's here, or you got to drive, you know, how far, what direction.
And you got the rock quarry back there, too, so all those truck drivers coming through.
Well, he's sitting there, he's not eating anything. Heck, because the guys get promoted to go upstairs, be a detective. I said, yep. You're going to get that old pot belly eating lunch every day on a regular basis now?
Happens. I called it the tool truck spread.
get to meeting the guys every day for lunch in C9B. Right now, 3 hot dogs, $5.
How far behind me then?
Wait.
He's not too far behind me.
Yeah, I'm on 290, just past Sandy Flat.
90 now, about 3 miles out.
Time.
Good morning.
He left early.
4A's Eddie.
Here's KO4H exit.
Morning, dude. KN4TFW.
Morning, guys. I just getting moving around here.
NC9V, good morning.
NJKT, good morning.
Ken, who's the other ones?
Leon's the NC9V.
Hi, good morning, Leon.
This is Eric. Good to meet you.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm riding around in my recliner right now. I got up and came down to the shop here and sat down.
Tired life.
Mixed up too, you know, sometimes you don't know what day it is.
Already? I'm actually getting ready to turn into my first stop.
You got shops that are early bird, don't you?
This is I can go early, which is nice because it allows me to condense things down.
This morning I just, ever feel like you slept on your face?
Like that, they're hard to get going. Just slept too hard, I guess.
That's exactly what I did.
3:30, wide awake. I need a little late here and twiddle my thumbs. Might as well get up. Throw the dogs outside.
Got up like that, couldn't sleep, just woke up and I go get on HF. I think it was somewhere on 80 meters, 915, I think it was. I called it the can't sleep net. The people, they couldn't sleep. They're all there.
You ever sleeps?
And Patrick?
11. Most days.
If I got to work the next day, I'll be sure to be asleep by 10, hopefully.
By 6 o'clock in there somewhere, but it takes me 20 minutes or so to wake up good for all that stuff. Heading to work this morning.
Well, y'all doubled.
Loving it.
I'm gonna call it work. I just hold the steering wheel is all I do.
Frequently, and I always drive. And when you get there, you're like, darn, wore out.
Can't understand when I get home after work and want to take a nap. I've been working hard all day. Hold that steering wheel.
The other stupid people.
Same.
Can be that, that's for sure.
There's air brakes involved. It's stressful.
Finally, after all these years, we found a lot of back roads to go to the beach on. But, man, you don't have to deal with as much. All that crazy driving. You get stuck on a two-lane sometimes behind a QRP driver.
Cycles, that's what we do. We take the side roads, back roads, the two-lane roads. We don't have to worry about the one next to you.
Yeah, that 20, man, that is... That is terrible. Yeah.
Well, like if I'm going south at 95, we'll cut through Columbia and come out at, Hardeeville. There's a cut through you can do from Columbia to Hardeeville. It cuts all that traffic out.
They come from Easley, so we use the connector, and we have to get on 20 just a little bit, but we take the Newberry exit and go back roads from there.
right to Charleston. We're just to get on 176 there up in Hendersonville. Get on 176 and just take it all the way down to Charleston. Beautiful ride.
Sum of 176 when we're going now. Does it have all the antique stores and all with the little funny names?
Hill and Utahville and a whole bunch of them.
Now, you go through them in no time. There's some of them don't even have traffic light. Down toward, as you get closer toward the beach, running into like Pinewood, Packville, and these little towns that time forgot.
That, I think I'd rather live in those places than some of these other ones.
Motorcycle riding, that's the places to go to. They're like Mayberries.
We're going to Daytona Beach one time for bike week and going up A1A. That's a nice little ride on little small beach towns.
Going on, but I just saw two fire trucks and two ambulances headed north on 85 from headed up from Woodruff.
Did you hear anything about that smoke at GSP the other day?
So I'm going to go ahead and swap out vehicles. Y'all have a great day, 73. Take care, good conversation. NZ9B.
73 Leon, I'm in the black hole here at Woodruff. I hope you can hear me, but I hope you have a great day. W2JKT.
Leon, KO4HKX. You putting a radio in the truck today?
73 Leon, have a good one. Be safe. KN4KSW.
I do believe so. NZ9B.
I see you, Leon, in 4AZ.
I'm here at my first stop, so I'm going to have to get everything opened up and get ready for today. Dude, Ken, Eric, hope y'all have a great day. I'll be around the radio all day today, in and out, so hopefully catch you sometime. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, guys.
Have a safe day. KN4TFW.
Talking to the port, maybe I'll catch you on my way home this afternoon. W2JKT.
See you guys. Catch y'all on the radio here sometime. N4AZ.
Thank you. W2JKT. Talk to you later. Thanks.
I'm about 2 miles out getting off the interstate. I'm up here coming up on the 78.
I'm leaving this morning. That's all right. I only have, I'm here at 48. I've only got 20 miles to go myself.
Got one of the longest commutes.
Guy at work that has his commute is about 10 miles longer than mine.
No way.
I him come in one day a week, though, so I need to get over in that group somehow.
The longest one I did when I did, lived in Colorado was 80 miles one way.
So it was just long and flat, right?
Well, I had to come down the mountain around Pikes Peak and then head north up to Denver. And I had to be in Denver for 5.
I'm heading northbound in numerous vehicles.
Wreck or something between me and you.
Didn't see anything, but I did see the weirdest thing. I saw a tractor trailer on the southbound side with a car. Like basically like T-boned, but off in the shoulder. So I don't know what happened there, but maybe that's where they're going. I don't know if, I mean, the truck had its emergency lights on, and the car was just sitting there with the truck into its driver door. Maybe that's where they're headed. I don't know. A lot of damage.
Guess your ride will be good.
For now, I mean, there was a sign up that they had some lanes closed down here, but they must have cleaned up already.
Kentucky this weekend, I guess I go 77 and snag 81 and then cut across out and do the country.
I'm back in if you can. I didn't get that. There's a little shadow here at exit 46. Try again.
I go to Kentucky, see the daughter and the grandkids this weekend, and I'll have to go up 77 to 81 and head back south a little bit and then cut out through the mountain roads.
Some weirdness up there for a long time, I think. They were saying that I-40 was going to that. So I think, you know, you're looking at some circuitous routes for the time being.
An article yesterday, it's under contract to get, you know, to get it open at least one lane each way. And it's, there's some incentive for them to get it done by January the 4th.
California did after the Loma Prieta quake in the late 80s, or early 90s, whatever that was. They said that they made the contract to get the I-5 rebuilt, and there was like $1 million early. And man, they had that thing done in like 3 weeks.
They can do it if you want, but man, you got to haul in a lot of dirt and that backfill where it's all washed out. I don't know how you secure it. I guess you're gonna have to drive in some pylons or something.
That they were going to have to just cut into the mountain further because they wouldn't be able to bring in enough dirt and make sure it was whole. Because the river is still there. I mean, the river actually moved. It just changed location. So I don't know what they're going to do, but hopefully they can do it quickly.
It seems like you can drive some big, you know, I-beams down into the ground and then backfill with a bunch of cement all around it and everything and make it get secure, but I don't know.
I'm definitely no expert in that stuff.
Definitely above my pay grade.
Do you have a thing or two about that?
It washed out in, I don't know, where was it? It was in, like, Arizona or something. It was a cut-through road. And it didn't take them no time to get it finished. I think they did it in about a month or 6 weeks.
Yeah, but yeah, I'll tell you, if there's enough money on the table, things get done really quickly. You know, they can definitely do it if they really want to. But I remember, back when I was in high school, my dad was working in Virginia, in Northern Virginia, and I'd go down there. And I'd go out one day, and then I'd go out the next day, and the whole road for miles had been repaved, like, overnight. Like, they were very, very fast. And nowadays, it takes months and months to get anything done. So I think it's just about the, soaking up as much money as they can get.
So you probably get the best deal if you give them incentive to get done early.
I think that's key, is that you have to tie, either penalties for being late or incentives for being early or some combination of both.
They get done too early, it makes me wonder what kind of job they did, right?
Early, you set the expectation, right? So if you get done really fast, then, people are going to expect you to really be really fast all the time. Anyway, I'm going to get into the shadow of the repeater here. It's getting really hard to hear you. So I'll go ahead and say 73. And I hope you have a good day, Ken. Maybe I'll catch you a little bit later. It says W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Good time, and I just pulled in the parking lot. So have a good day. Be safe out there, and I'll catch you later. KN4 GFW.